All right, great. Well, Gino, thanks so much for joining me. Just to get started, can you just let everybody know, a little bit about yourself and, kind of what you do for a living, kind of your role?
Sure. Well, I have a technology background. I focus quite a bit on how to introduce technology in the business and make it sticky for our partner base, as well as for our employees in the business.
Okay.
I also have some operational responsibilities in terms of managing the performance of the business as well.
And what's your official role or title?
VP Technology and Sales Operations.
Okay. So how do you like incorporate your normal day-to-day, with like what you have to do, all the internal commitments you have, and then, people trying to sell you things?
I mean, in general, I tend to, if I'm getting solicited by cold callers, whether it's by phone or email or some other form, I tend to ignore those inquiries. So generally, if it's an email, I throw them into my junk. If it's a phone call, I will generally, just delete the messages and, try to filter that out. I would say, if I get 100, 200 or more contacts, maybe one of them I'll listen to.
One you'll listen to, like as far as having a meeting or like listen to
I'll
the message?
I'll consider whether I'll listen to the message or read the email or pick up the call or something like that.
How do you feel, when people are soliciting to you or selling to you?
In general, a couple of different ways. One, I'm not always the right person for them to contact, so many times I feel like, they need to speak with somebody else. But I try to respect the fact that most of my peers and colleagues who may be the right point of contact may not be interested in fielding the same types of requests, for contact. So generally, I don't provide them with the appropriate person to contact. If I am the right person, generally, again, I'm not as responsive as if there's a specific need or demand that I have that would be appropriate for that time. So if they're contacting me and it's something that I have no need for at that time, I just generally try to politely say thanks, but no thanks.
What frustrates you about this whole thing, or what annoys you, if anything?
I guess just the volume, the number of mishits. It's not targeted enough towards something that's specific, which I understand why that would be. But there's just a lot of inquiries that are don't really mean a hell of a lot or anything to me.
How much outreach do you receive, like on a weekly or monthly basis?
I'd say probably a couple hundred a week.
So a couple hundred just solicitations.
Yeah.
Any idea how many emails you get, like on a daily basis, or just even normal voicemails? That sounds like a lot.
Probably around 200 a day.
200 emails? How many voicemails do you get on average?
Not too many.
Not too many? Like under 10?
Under 10 a day, yeah.
How else do people get in touch with you other than, say, email or phone?
I mean, that's the primary way that they reach out. There could be, somebody who's passed on through another point of contact. So I guess you could call that maybe word of mouth.
So, what about LinkedIn? Are people reaching out to you on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or anything?
Yeah, social media somewhat as well. Yes, I do get contacted by social media. But generally, I kind of bucket that into the email pool as well.
Okay.
Because generally, those social media tools, they generate email notifications.
Right, so social media, then it's an email notification?
Correct, yeah.
How many people, how many salespeople do you think have reached out to you over all the all your years? If you were to guess, you know, or how many companies have reached out to you?
Thousands.
What do they typically sound like? You know, what do the emails sound like, or what do the voicemails sound like? I mean, if you've heard thousands of messages.
They're mostly pretty consistent, you know, very informative, have a special focus area that they want to understand whether or not there's a specific need in that area.
Uh-huh.
So generally,
uh-huh.
they're pretty well scripted. Many times they're outsourced. You can tell just by the pause at the start of a phone call that it's getting routed to a call center.
Right.
So you can tell many times that I don't even listen, wait for it to be passed over. I hang up at that point. I hang up before mm-hmm. they even pick up the call. And in some cases, they're a little bit more creative, you know, where whether it's via email or phone, they'll still open with something that's a little bit more kind of atypical, you know, not go right into the sales pitch. Those,
mm-hmm.
those individuals tend to get a little bit more of my time in terms of how long I'll listen to what their story is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not a hell of a lot more, to be honest with you.
What do the emails, you know, look like that you receive typically?
They're typically marketing pieces. Many times I'll even get meeting invites. It's another format that they come through, which is rather than send an email, they try to put something on my calendar, thinking that that would be something that I'd be more responsive to. I just delete them. I don't have to do anything with this.
How do you feel about getting a meeting invite, an unsolicited meeting invite?
About the same. I mean, it doesn't really. I'm not bothered by it. It's not like it doesn't anger me.
Right.
It's just another mechanism for them to get to me. I think the meeting invite is a little more creative, though. I don't think it's any more effective, not in particular.
Have you ever taken a meeting? You know, somebody just sent you a meeting invite. Like accidentally? No. What percentage of the time do you respond to, you know, email versus voicemail versus, you know, LinkedIn or social?
I'd say less than 0.5%.
Is there any medium you're more likely to respond? You know, email, phone, or LinkedIn, for example?
I would say probably more likely to pick up a phone call.
Okay.
You know, what happens is with phone calls, you know, I generally screen them, but I can't screen every single phone call out. So, whereas email is much easier to screen.
How do you decide who to respond to and who not to respond to? Like for the times when you do respond, you know, say it's not an accidental pickup, right, on the phone, but how do you typically decide? Go ahead.
Most of the time, if the individual is being referenced by somebody I know,
mm-hmm.
then I will respond. That's generally the only time I will respond. There may be a sporadic outside chance that somebody's offering me something that happens to be in the moment what I am looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if that were the case, I would probably go back and do some research and identify potential partners in some other way.
How do you prefer to be reached out to? You know, say you're talking to all the sales reps out there. Like what would you say as far as speaking on the behalf of all the VPs of ITs and all the CIOs out there? Like, how would you, what would you say?
I would say, if there's something that I'm interested in, I would probably come and find them and research them more than them finding me, and that mm-hmm. their best opportunity is to maybe get engaged in some type of some conferences or events where I'm more of a captive audience.
Mm-hmm. That's
the best opportunity.
Let's see, I have a couple more questions. When have you bought, from a solicitation in the past?
I don't think I ever have.
Really? All the years there's never anything that was kind of something that you were, going to, that was relevant?
I mean, if it was routed to me from somebody else, then yes, but not any kind of unsolicited contact from somebody. I don't believe I've ever purchased from anybody like that.
Okay, so how could people improve their approach to you? Like, say you were talking to the sales guys at your own company. Like, what would you tell them? Like, go to trade shows and events. Like, what else?
Well, I would say, to understand what it is that is in my world. Many times,
mm-hmm.
I receive contacts for things that are not any way remotely related to something that I'm either A, directly responsible for or would have, an interest in. So
mm-hmm.
I guess it's better understanding the audience. People go after titles, I think. I don't think titles alone necessarily represent, all the different aspects of what somebody may be interested in.
No, I mean, that's a really good point as far as, understanding your world. So, for example, for you, right now, what does your world look like, or what do you care about, or what's important to you?
I mean, it's mostly applications, for the most part, and business performance and business process. Because I'm in the distribution world, my industry is very very focused on streamlining process and performance. That a lot of the technology aspects of what we do have some type of business component of them related to things that are more relevant to a distributor. So understanding the channel is pretty important, and
mm-hmm.
where distribution would make investments.
That's awesome. Any other, last question, any other kind of parting notes to the folks out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the most important thing is always to know your audience, right? So any sales contacts that are being made, it's the more information you have about your audience, the better. I realize it's not always easy to get information about companies and contacts, and, data mining is pretty important, but there's information available on that on the internet. So any kinds of analytics that you could put into that would help help to better target the audience, I think that would probably limit the amount of time that individuals are investing into reaching out to people who may not be interested.
Yeah, it's more targeted and more relevant, and everybody wins.
Get into those individuals' worlds as well. Make investments beyond I always say message sent doesn't mean message received. So, you know, make investments beyond just an outreach type of contact approach, because a lot of times, you know, people tend to hit the delete button. So you don't want to be a victim of the delete button. Find a way to make physical contact with people.
What are some of the events or trade shows that you know, you attend? Like, if people were trying to reach guys like you, you know, like where do you go? You know, when you're growing, like when you're
industry conferences, so various. So if you look at like our businesses through distribution, we work with suppliers. Many times we're at supplier or manufacturer related conferences, or conferences for our reseller communities, which are also part of the channel. Mm-hmm. And then from time to time, there's various industry conferences that are attended by all parts of the channel, not just resellers and manufacturers, but other channels. So those types of events have a more active audience as well.
Can you think of any specific names of conferences that you've gone to that you liked?
Well, the RSA conference is pretty good. Cisco does an annual conference, which is pretty well attended as well.
So Cisco, and what's RSA?
What do you mean? What is RSA? Is that what you're
asking? What does it stand for?
RSA is it's a manufacturer.
Okay, got it.
I'm not exactly sure what it stands for.
All right, great. Well, listen, I really appreciate it. I will stop our recording.